was just saying that same much AMD special shares as the end for Dr. Mariano, that's the first of January 26, 2013. Patient name is Bertha J. Johnson, that's Bertha space J space Johnson. Date of birth is 01041942. Primary care physician, please. Date of birth is 01041942. Primary care physician is, please cover the primary care physician details from page 1 of November 29, 2012. We had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Johnson, our cardiologist, today. Please, as well, she's a very pleasant. 71 years old African American gentleman, lady with a past medical history for coronary artery disease. His status post left heart catheterization referred on October 2012 with the drug eluting stent in the LAD 2.75 times 23 millimeter and the RCA was 2.5 times 24 millimeter stent period. Left heart complex artery showed 70 to 80% mediastinosis period. She also has a past medical history for brief artery disease. This is post brief angiogram done on November 7, 2012. We showed bilateral CTO of the ATA.
Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations when the warm back history is done on
with the two vessel runoff to the right foot period. She has a spasmodic history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, obesity, and allergic rhinitis. Also bronchial asthma. Period. She's in our cardiac unit today for a follow-up visit. Period. No sega. Today is the patient was complaining of bilateral lower extremity pain from swelling, which she has been complaining for a while now. Period. She stated that her swelling has usually progressed throughout the day. Period. She also has complained of the 57 beats per minute. Lower extremities being darker in color, bilateral repeat. She denies any varicose vein period. She denies any chest pain, she was on breast or pregnant with. She denies any light and disease of vertigo. She denies any palpitations, equal risk of tax or results of loss of consciousness period. She's follow up with her. Primary care physician right here, she's compliant with our medication. Period, I got past medical history. Number one, hypertension, period, number diabetes medicine, period, number hyperlipidemia, period, number coronary disease. This is a post refractive condition in October 2012 with revascularization of the LID and RCA, two stents. Period, next number. Brief arterial disease, this is a post before geography done in November 7, 2012 is a bilateral CTO of the ATA. Period next number. Rheumatoid arthritis, period next number. Allergic rhinitis, period next number. Obesity, period next number. Bronchial asthma, period next number. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, period next number. Carpal tunnel, period next number. Glaucoma, period next number. Past surgical history for thyroid surgery in 2009, cholecystectomy and cesarean section 2 times. Period. Next paragraph. So she denies smoking, did alcohol, using any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph. Family history significant for diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. She's not known to be allergic to any medication. Food. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications. Please copy from the current medication list number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. Number 5, number 6, number 7, number 9, number 11, number 12, and number 14 from page 2 of November 29, 2012. And please add next number, Epidra, that's APIDRA, 100 units per mil solution. Period, next number, augmentin, 875 milligrams / 125 milligrams tabs every 12 hours. Also, next number, Lantus, L-A-N-T-U-S, 100 units solution, and also at the next number, Flagyl, 500 milligrams every 8 hours. Period necessary of physical examination, but the surgery, the visit, her blood pressure is 169 over 92, her pulse is 81 beats per minute, her weight is 194.8 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 7 inches, her BMI is 30.4 period. Periscope with normal physical finding tablet, except that the patient had painful edema or painful edema in her lower extremity bilaterally, and also her skin and the lower extremities look darker. Period. Next paragraph. Physical, diagnosis investigation, number one, EKG done on January 26, 2013, showing a meticulous rate of 80 beats per minute and normal axis and sinus rhythm with signs of AV block first degree with PR duration of 214 milliseconds. Period. Otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period in December, carotid ultrasound on December 10, 2012. Showing no significant stenosis of the carotid artery system bilaterally. The vertebral arteries demonstrates anti-grade flow in the left side, and the right vertebral artery was not visualized. Period. Next number. Please copy the rest of the diagnostic investigations from page 3 and page 4 of November 29, 2012 chart, except for the carotid ultrasound, the one which was done on October 25, 2012. Period. Next paragraph assessment and plan, number 1, brief vascular disease. The patient is a known case of brief arterial disease. This is supposed to be from geography, which was done on November 7, 2012, which showed a bilateral CTO of the anterior tibial arteries. Period. There is a two vessel runoff in the right foot. Period. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of a painful lower extremity edema bilaterally. Period. The patient said that she had the ulcer in her big toe on the left foot start healing well, period. We will continue to follow up with her regarding this matter in the next follow-up visit, period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen, and also advise her to contact us immediately if you notice any worsening of her symptoms. Period. Next number, coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a post-left heart catheterization, which was done on October 13, 2012, which showed severe three-vessel coronary artery disease with LAD, any stent thrombosis, and restenosis. Period. Successful PTCA stenting and thrombectomy of the left anterior descending artery with drug-eluting stent, then as at 2.75 times 23 millimeter, period. The RCA had 2.5 times 24 millimeter, period. The circumflex artery was a small vessel with 70 to 80% stenosis, period. On today's, the patient denied any symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. We'll continue to follow up with her Medicare according in the next follow-up visit, period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. And we advise her to contact us immediately if you notice any new symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. Next number, congestive heart failure. The patient has a history of congestive heart failure, NYHF functional classification 2 to 3, with the recent ejection fracture was found to be 35 to 40%. Period. Today, the patient said that her shortness of breath is getting better. Period. However, she has been complaining of painful bilateral lower extremity edema. Period. Her lower extremity edema is most probably due to venous insufficiency. Period. However, I will continue to monitor her congestive heart failure situation with the serial two-day echocardiography to be done every 6 months, with the next one to be scheduled in April. And we'll follow up with her on how many are calling in the next follow-up visit. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen. Okay, next number of venous insufficiency to the visit. The patient was complaining of painful bilateral lower extremity edema, which has progressed throughout the day period. Her recent venous lower extremity venous waveforms, which was done on October 25th, 2012, showed abnormal readings in the right side period. We did prescribe compression stockings for her to be worn throughout the day period. We also advise her to elevate her legs as much as possible during the daytime period. We'll follow up with her regarding this matter in the next follow-up visit period. Also, meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication in the new period. Next number of hypertension to the visit. Her blood pressure is 169 over 92, which is elevated. However, the patient said that her blood pressure is well maintained at home period. She is to continue the same medication regimen, adhere to strict low salt and low fat diet, and continue the monitor her blood pressure reading in the next follow-up visit. Period, next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a non-diabetic period. She is to follow with her primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control, target hemoglobin A1C of less than 7%. Period, next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is to continue to follow up with her primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing, and LFTs and a target LDL of less than 100. Period, next number. Coronary insufficiency, the patient had a history of hypertension, diabetes, and creatinine was estimated to be 1.6. Period, her urine nitrogen came back as a 19. Period, we recommended that she follows her primary care physician and nephrologist regarding this matter. Period, paragraph, thank you very much for announcing the care of Mrs. Johnson. Period, I found out how to call it any questions or concerns at that time. Period, she is back in our clinic in 3 months or so in necessary. Period, meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing her primary care physician and the continuity of healthcare. Period, thank you very much. Please, this is Mohammed Zain, that's MHMD, special HRSSAN. Medical Center, Dr. Maher Lopez, is under the fish.